Welcome to the Bobcast. We have a special quick and dirty episode. Quick and dirty with Rachel Brooke.
Yay.
Hell yeah. Yay. You're just like blasting through town right now.
Yeah, we are only here for one night. We got to actually head out of town right after we're done playing. So it's in and out.
That's awesome. It's great watching you just blaze your trail, man.
Thank you.
I've been loving it.
Let's go.
when did we first meet? I want to say, let me guess. I think 2007.
I think so.
It was 2007.
I was married to my first husband, so a long time ago.
Yeah, 2007 is like almost 20 years or something. 15 years? I don't know.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
But we still look good.
Yeah,
you guys
and
do.
Still trucking, and still trucking, man. Yeah. Yeah, you and it was in Michigan.
Yes,
Grant.
You came to play a show in Traverse City.
Oh, Traverse City.
Yes,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah, and then I think also Grayling. I think we set you up in Grayling.
Yeah. I remember this show. I remember meeting you. Because I remember when you started singing, I was like, oh my God, she sounds like a female version of Hank Williams. You know, I was like, oh my God, what just happened? We were like out in the middle of nowhere in Michigan in one show. Rachel Brooke was there. And it was amazing. And so I've been a fan ever since.
Well, I've been a fan of you since then, too.
Hell yeah. It's working out. And you're on your way to the Ameripolitan Awards.
Yes.
You're nominated.
I am nominated as a outlaw in the outlaw female category.
That's awesome.
So nice.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Have you ever been?
No, it's my
oh
first
my God,
time.
Oh, my God. I don't know how. I haven't been there in a while, but when we went, it was like everyone was dressed to the nines, like glam. It was almost like there was a red carpet.
It was going to be. And I have a dress that's all sparkly.
That's what I'm saying, man. Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I never get a chance to dress up like that. So now's my chance.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be cool, man. Maybe next year I'll go. I had a great time there, man. So you're doing Ameripolitan Awards. Who are you going up? Who's
in my category?
Yeah.
Let's see. There's Emily Nenny.
Ooh. Oh, she's good.
Yeah, she's good.
I like her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Britt Taylor.
Don't know that.
Caitlin Butts.
Oh, she's good too.
Yeah. They're all good.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I don't know how they're going to decide. It votes and something else, I guess. So we'll
either way, even just being there.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Time.
Yeah.
That's literally all, like what I'm most excited
but
about.
I hope
is just
you
being
win.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Rich for you.
Yes, we are.
I hope I win.
Is there time to still vote?
No, they quit the voting. Yeah, it's the time's up.
Damn it.
You know.
Well, shoot. Hell yeah, man. So we are on a quick and dirty episode with Rachel Brooke. So we do want to get a couple songs in.
Sure.
Now, I know that's my guitar.
Where's, you got a pick?
I do have a pick. Oh, my God. Where's my pick? But now, do you take requests? Or maybe
because
we don't have a capo.
It depends on which one. Which one would you...
Let me get the pick real quick. What
were you thinking? The Loneliness in Me?
Yes.
I could probably do that one without
a
capo.
Okay.
Cool. Let me see what key.
Sorry, I didn't have a pick there.
Oh, that's okay. I can't believe I didn't have a capo. I usually always have one on me. It's like literally that I got one in my car and my everywhere. Okay.
There's the pick.
So you want me to do one now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, cool.
How much time do we have?
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of time.
We don't have too much. No.
All right.
Singing into this guy now.
Okay. Mama calls saying, where have you been? I said, Mama, I've been busy at home worrying. She said, well, you know, your poor old uncle died. I said, I got tears of my own and need that crying. I ain't got the time worry about reality. I'm busy dreaming of tragic potentialities. Always prepared for any trouble unseen. Thanks to the loneliness in me. Oh, the loneliness in me. Oh, that love and misery, my only friend. In a world of unpredictability, I sit up on my worried throne in a queendom that I rule alone. Now that's the loneliness in me. The big boss called saying, where have you been? I said I overslept, my tires flat, and poor uncle died again. She said, well, you know, you ought to be on time. I said, time is a social construct used to keep us all in line. Like a mouse on a wheel, I sat my life before I ran. Now I'm picking up pennies, pay down the interest on my shed. But I'll be the richest girl in that cemetery. Thanks to the loneliness in me. Oh, the loneliness in me. Oh, that love and misery, my only friend. In a world of social insecurity, I sit up on my worried throne in a queendom that I rule alone. Now that's the loneliness in me. Nashville called saying, where have you been? I said, I've been perfecting my domesticated grin. But they said, well, you know, we'd like to offer you a deal. You don't have to pay your dues, but you gotta pay the bill. We'll work on your image, and we'll draw you a crowd. Cause if no one hears your record drop, doesn't make a sound. No thanks, I'll pass, I got my ego naturally. It's just the loneliness in me. Oh, that loneliness in me. Oh, that love and misery, my only friend. Oh, and my very best, worst enemy. I sit upon my worried throne in a queendom that I rule alone. Now that's the loneliness in me. It's just the loneliness in me. It's just the loneliness in me. I guess it's just the loneliness in me.
Yay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You that have was awesome. A lot of great lines in that song. Thank you. I love that. It's good.
I have a, go ahead. I was going to say, I had an idea to do a new one, if you want to hear
it. Oh, you have a new one too? Well, let's wait till the end then. We got a few minutes to talk. That line in there, I love the line about the, and in the video, when you're like, they hand you the contract and you're like, you're looking at it and then you're like, push it away.
Yeah.
I love that. In the music video for that song is awesome too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you guys are doing your own music videos too? Or?
Yeah. Everything I've done has been DIY. I don't Same have here. Anybody helping me out, at least yet, not yet, but, just doing it by myself.
And that's killer, man. I love following your socials are good and all that. It's fun to watch.
Thank you.
Killing it.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a pain in the ass keeping up with everything by myself. I'll say that. It's really tough. So, you never know. Maybe one day somebody will want to help me out.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, do you have a band that's like solid?
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
Solid band.
They're great. They are right now down at the Springwater getting set up. But yeah, they're good. I really like them. We've been working together for over a year. And I have a fiddle player that's working with me right now. He's in another band, but he's been playing with us these last couple shows. And his name's Corey Grinder. I don't know if you heard of him. He's actually also a nominee at
cool.
Ameripolitan. But he's going to be playing tonight with us too. Cool. So yeah. But, you know. They're doing good. The band's doing good.
Hell yeah.
So do you guys have a big tour right now? Or
actually, not really. We toured last week, just kind of around the Midwest. And then on our way, last night we were in Louisville and then Nashville and then Memphis for the weekend. And then after that, we have a few things. But I'm working on some tours for the fall, I think.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And he said you got some new ones,
yeah. And oh, this one is really new, and I thought it'd be the perfect song to sing.
Okay.
Because it's, like I said, I've been working this one out with the band and stuff, so I don't think I've ever played it solo, but it still comes off pretty good, I think.
As long as you're cool with the world hearing it right now.
Sure.
All right, cool.
Let's see. I've never done it solo, so we'll try here. Always on the comeback, I made that East Nashville trip. Because it ain't about what you got, it's who you know. Well, they turned me away at the gate, said once again you're just a little too late. We're at cowboy hat capacity at this show. Well, you gotta be cool right down to the letter if you wanna be the real pretender. Well, I figured that I'd be an overnight sensation. I invested my money into public relations. Oh, but you should have read what all those critics in those papers said. And through the radio waves, I swear I heard them shaking their head. They all said, you gotta be a real big spender if you wanna be the real pretender. Yeah, the real pretender, he's talking real mean. His tail's a tall, but his record is clean. He knows he ain't the one you want, but he's the one you got. Real pretender. Now he might say he's just ahead of his time. He's got a catalog collection of records that nobody's buying. Yeah, he's undiscovered salt of the earth, a self-described introvert. He'll have to turn to dirt for y'all to get your money's worth. Everybody knows underground is better if you wanna be the real pretender. Yeah, the real pretender, he calls himself Hoss. Back to work on Monday and it's yes sir boss. He knows he ain't the one you want, but he's the one you got. Real pretender. The real pretender. He's got a tell offender. He's a real string bender. He's an influencer, a real email sender. He's got hot chicken tenders, a public defender. The real pretender.
Ah, I love it. I love it.
The fuck was that? I saw you look at me when you said that. I didn't know you wrote a song about me. No. That's quite the place to show me that song live on the internet. Well, thank you. I do appreciate
no,
it.
No.
I send emails. Yes, I've sent several emails regarding the podcast. Okay.
It's not about you.
Okay.
But it is about somebody.
Okay. I'm just kidding. That's a great
so funny
song.
It's so funny. Man, everybody in the band is like, I hope that's not about me. Like, it's not about you.
Do you find, like, as when you're a songwriter, you know, and I've had this problem with some, have you ever had the problem in a relationship where you write a song and it's like about something fucked up or something heartbreaking, and they're just over there like, oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Not her, but Candace is, she knows, but sometimes they don't. Have you ever had that problem where you write a heart-wrenching love song and your partner's like, interesting. Are we good?
Yeah, no.
Like,
no.
We're cool, right?
Like, are you trying to tell me something?
Should I be worried? I'm like, no, it's just a song.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's never happened, but I do kind of worry about it because I write about some fucked up shit. And a lot of it's not true. I mean, a lot of it is. But like a lot of it isn't, because that's, as I've grown as a songwriter, I create bigger stories.
Well, that's what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I will say this. A lot of them, it's like a lot of my songs are based on truth, but exaggerated.
Yeah, I have that too. So that's where people get confused if you write up, because some of my shit is true.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you put the mix of the truth in. So then if you make a tall tale, people are like, oh, he doesn't know that. About it happened. That. Son of a bitch, can't tame an alligator.
Full of shit.
Some bitch thinks he can tame an alligator. That's my last song I wrote. It's called The Alligator Tamer.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I've never even met an alligator.
Yeah. But you can imagine it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
See? I get it.
What time do we got? We got 5 minutes.
We got 5 minutes?
You know what? If you're feeling it, we could just do a quick move over to this is a quick and dirty one, friends. Thanks for watching. Are you feeling one more?
I could probably play one more. Let me think. Which one could I do here? I could do like a Hank song or something. Or do you want
Let's
me to do
it.
The original?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No, you can do it. Whatever you want. But we are going to have to shut down the free part of the episode, friends.
Oh, okay.
We thank you for coming out to the Bobcast and catching Rachel Brooke as she like a tornado.
Yes, she came in with the tornado.
And actually, as she was coming into town, it was like tornado warnings, and I was like Rachel Rattlesnake Brooke's coming to town. Of course, there's
Sky
tornado warnings.
Yeah,
that's normal.
Yeah.
So we're gonna head over to the Patreon now for one last song with Rachel Brooke. Heading over to the Patreon. Yep. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Are we in there?
Yeah.
Are we there? Yes.
We're in the Patreon now. Okay.
Okay, well, let me
finally got rid of those damn freeloaders.
Well, I was thinking like maybe, yeah, we can do a Hank song, right?
Let's do it.
I had an idea what to do one here. Let's try this one. I got a feeling called the blue. Oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye, I don't know what I'm gonna do. All I do is